Osborne's fascia was released, an ulnar neurolysis performed, and the ulnar nerve was mobilized. 6 centimeters of the medial intermuscular septum was excised, and the deep periosteal origin of the flexor carpi ulnaris was released to avoid kinking of the nerve as it was moved anteriorly. The subcutaneous plane just superficial to the flexor pronator mass was developed. Meticulous hemostasis was maintained with bipolar electrocautery. The nerve was transposed anteriorly, superficial to the flexor pronator mass, and motor branches were dissected proximally and distally to avoid tethering or kinking the ulnar nerve.